Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. The first one today comes from Karen. I love your statement necklaces, she says. I'd love to know the different places where you find most of them, and do you have a low-end starting price in order to find the quality you want? And honestly, I find them from everywhere. I really look far and wide. I find them at everywhere from markets. This one here I bought in Thailand at a market. This one here came from either Amazon or eBay. So I find lots of them on things like Amazon and eBay. And honestly, a starting price is probably about $3. So, you know, they start from cheap and they work their way up to much more expensive. I don't have too much really expensive jewelry because I like to, on the whole, you know, have different things and wear different things all the time. And so I tend to just buy fun. And then if I get sick of them or they break, I'm not too upset because I haven't spent a fortune on them. So really, I go everywhere. But there are wonderful things you can find on things like Amazon. So because I like a statement necklace, I'll look up something like butterfly necklace. And that's how I found this one. This little dragonfly just I happened to pick up when I was in Thailand. At one of their kind of jewelry places, they have these amazing kind of places you can go there in Bangkok. But then other things, I might just look up statement necklace, or I might look up, you know, peacock necklace or something, like if I'm feeling I need a peacock or whatever it might be. So I just search on, you know, kind of like something that I am looking for. And then I see what comes up. I'll look at, so when I'm deciding if I'll buy something, I avoid plastic, because I think plastic always looks cheap. So that is one material I tend to avoid. I do look at the photos quite closely and I look at the measurements and things like that that they put on there so I can get an understanding of the size and dimensions of it. I also go on places like Etsy and get handmade pieces and they are really beautiful and exquisite. So, I mean, I really have a very wide range of places, and I might, like, you know, if I'm in a store and they've got necklaces, I always have a peek. So really I'm looking at something that doesn't look cheap necessarily. So it might be cheap, but it really, I don't want it to look cheap in the same way as plastic, and some materials do look very cheap. And look, and I've got plenty of kind of, you know, cheap metals that eventually discolor and I just end up throwing them out after some while. Or I'll do things like, you know, I've had things where I've painted with nail polish to change the colour if I don't like the colour anymore. And I've got actually a blog post on how to change the colour of your jewellery if the jewellery colour isn't right for you. I mean, I of course generally tend to buy in the right colours, but I've got things that say from before I changed from dark to light hair are just too dark and high contrast for me. So I've actually gone and kind of put some nail polish over those to tone down the contrast on them. So really where I get my, you know, jewellery is a bit of everywhere. So I'm always looking on places like Etsy because you can get some really interesting and unique pieces. I love Etsy, but I also just look on Amazon and I've looked on eBay and just any market, anywhere that I happen to come across something. And sometimes I'll buy a necklace. It might be in kind of like one of our like discount, like a Claire's Accessories, or in Australia we have a Lovisa, that sort of thing. I'll buy something where I might think I like some of those beads, I don't like the style, and then I'll actually remake it into something else. So, and I'll also buy some beads at the, like at Spotlight, which is kind of craft store sort of thing, as well, and make necklaces. So sometimes I will create my own, other times they are bought. So there you go, Karen. It's a wide range of places where I get them from. But you'd be amazed at what amazing pieces you can get for really not much money if you do a little bit of research online. The next question comes from Sarah, who says, my biggest challenge at the moment when it comes to my style is finding clothing and colours that I'm comfortable in, and my lack of confidence in trying new styles, not just wearing a typical t-shirt and jeans. And I just think that when we've got into the habit, we've got really stuck in a style rut, we can feel very conspicuous if we try something new, as if everybody around us is going to comment on it. And sometimes we will get a few comments, but usually it's because it's actually something positive that people are seeing a bit of a change in us when we're trying something different. If you feel very uncomfortable with that, I would recommend you just take very small baby steps out of the t-shirt and jeans into something else, rather than trying to do a whole hog. Like, don't go, I wear t-shirt and jeans one day to I wear fit and flare dresses the next. Maybe that's too extreme for you. You might feel uncomfortable. But what it can be is just adding an accessory. So go, I'm just going to add a scarf to my t-shirt and jeans, or I'm going to add a statement necklace, or I'm going to add a jacket. Like, it could just be that one extra piece that you add. It's that power of the third piece to actually make that outfit a little bit more interesting. It can be changing your shoes. So if you tend to wear sneakers, maybe it's changing into a boot instead of a pair of sneakers. It can be small, subtle differences that start to make a difference to your style. And this is why I created my Evolve Your Style 31-Day Style Challenge, because really it's just one little thing every day. It's not making wholesale changes, in one go, but over 31 days, you will find that you'll have tried out a lot of different things and you'll really learn what works for you, what doesn't. You'll start to go, I like this, I don't like that. So one of the things you need to do if you're deciding you want to kind of up your style is actually work out where you want to go. And this is one of those things that quite often, if we're not sure where we want to go, we just stay stuck in our style rut because we feel like, well, I don't know where to go and I don't want to make expensive mistakes, because of course we've all made an expensive mistake somewhere along the line. So rather than doing that, we just kind of shrink back and don't make any changes. But if you do something like my Evolve Your Style Challenge, what it does is it just leads you by the hand, and little by little, you try something different. And then over 31 days, you start to go, okay, well, I really quite enjoyed wearing that. And maybe I got a whole lot of compliments from doing that. So I want to do more of that. And there'll be something else where you go, you know, I did that and I felt really uncomfortable, so I don't want to do more of that. But what's really interesting is we think other people are noticing and judging us way more than they really are. And this is one of the things that I find fascinating. And I've done this challenge myself just to see, you know, of course, what it was like. And I put things in there that made me feel uncomfortable. And you know what's fascinating is one person's uncomfortable is somebody else's comfortable. So, you know, for one person, wear a skirt, which I think, you know, many people wear skirts all the time, is somebody else's, that is so out of the box, I would feel like a fraud, you know. But, you know, whilst somebody else's wear a statement necklace or wear some bracelets or something, which are all kind of part of the challenges, but they can be things that, whatever it is, it can be, you know, one person's easy is somebody else's hard, which is why it's fascinating to watch it. But what I've discovered is that when you do push yourself out of your comfort zone, when you do wear that thing and you wear it all day, we don't just put it on and take it off, you know, take a photo and take it off to go, yeah, I've done that. You'll actually discover that people, either you'll get a compliment a lot of the time, or people just don't even notice. You really think you're standing out, but in fact, nobody is noticing. You're actually not standing out in the way that you think you are. So people might just go, oh, that's a cute hat or whatever it is, you know, where you're thinking, oh, like, I'm wearing a hat and it's so weird and it's because it's something that's not something we do all the time. I have a friend, she wears hats every single day and she's known for her hats and she probably feels naked without hats. But it is one of those things that, you know, for one person it's nothing, for somebody else it's a big thing. And that's what all these challenges are. But they really do help you actually rewire your brain. There's a lot of brain science research that's gone into the program about rewiring your brain and moving you out of that style rut. But I always go, start with small changes. Don't make big changes. Just start with small changes. You know, add something in. You know, go on Instagram or go on Pinterest. You know, and it could just be, you know, outfits with a, you know, denim jacket or jeans outfits or whatever. And have a look for, you know, for ideas of how you can take what your is basically essentially the outfit you've been wearing and just tweak it a little bit to make it more stylish by adding some sort of third piece or accessory. So that would be the direction I would be going, I think, to give you a few more ideas and to help me move you slowly out of that rut, because it's good to get out of there. Lynn said, I have recently acquired some lovely short sleeve kind of shrugs or boleros and cropped jackets. They're on the dressier side. One is silk with a slight sheen. One is a low pile faux fur in a classic leopard print. I know how to wear them with a little dark dress, but is there a way to adapt them for more casual wear also? And there absolutely is. So there's two things to think about here, Lynn. The first thing is the principle of level of refinement, which is one of the principles of coordination. So when we are wearing something that is, so if you say they're more dressy, maybe they're a little bit more level one of refinement. So we can wear level one with level two, and level two is kind of more average everyday wear versus level one is more special event and evening or formal business wear. And then level three is outdoor leisure. So if you think about kind of those three, they're quite broad levels, and of course they cover a lot of range of clothes. But if you have got something that's a little bit more level one, you can wear it with your level two clothes, but you don't want to be wearing it with a level three as well. So if you are wearing sneakers, this is not the day to wear your more level one shrugs and boleros. So I would say that if you want to put them with a pair of jeans, fabulous, but then make sure that your shoes are also level two rather than being level three shoes. So the jeans need to be well fitting. They might need to be a dark, you know, nice, like they're a, you know, they're not your kind of I'm cleaning the house jeans. They're your good quality pair of jeans. It's with a nice, you know, top of some sort or other, got your little shrug or bolero on, and then, you know, make sure that the shoes and even the accessories might be a little bit more dressy rather than, you know, it could just be a pair of boots, but it's not a pair of sneakers. It's staying away from that outdoor leisure, or it could be a ballet flat. It could be something that that's that little bit more refined on your feet, so that we've only got two levels at once. It's very easy to wear two levels at once, but it's much harder when we're jumping from level one down to level three. The other thing you want to think about is proportions. So if they are short garments, so crops and, you know, boleros and all sorts of things, you want to then think about, well, what am I wearing them with, just to make sure. And this is why dresses with crops work really well, because we're creating a short proportion with a longer proportion. So again, we just want to make sure that whatever you're putting them with works well as far as that kind of short proportion with that longer proportion. So you could even think about having a column of color with that short proportion. You know, it's just sometimes being aware about that proportions and do they work. But look, I find that those kind of lengths can work very well with many things. So I would just say, go out and experiment and have fun. Get your wear out of them. You know, the thing is there's no point in keeping clothes for only special occasions, because, you know, how often do we have those things? Most of us don't have a special occasion lifestyle, and it's not like we get dressed up on Sundays every week, you know, like every week anymore. So most of us have a very casual lifestyle. So go get some wear out of that beautiful thing. It's totally in trend too, to be wearing the kind of high-low, or the, you know, the dressy with the more casual, or the more, you know, everyday smart, rather than just keeping those dressy pieces for only very dressy occasions. So do have fun with that and get the wear out of them, because the thing is, you know, fashions don't stay forever. Just as I always say that kind of fashion trends are a bit like milk, they go off over time. So you may as well get the wear out of them whilst they are current, rather than keeping them for good. Don't ever keep clothes for good. I mean, who knows when the next good occasion could be. It could be in another year like this year, where we've been locked up for so long we haven't got to wear anything much. You know, no occasions to go to. So I just go wear them if it makes you happy, if you love wearing them, if you think they're gorgeous, you've already invested in them. You know, get your dollar's worth, get your cost per wear out of all those amazing pieces that you have. Well, thanks so much for your questions as well. Keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you think, you know, you're in a bit of a style rut, then head over and check out my Evolve Your Style 31 Day Style Challenge. It's one of my style programs, because it really is designed to help get you out of your style rut. I'm leading you by the hand, giving you lots of ideas And you'll be amazed at how fast your style will change and how you'll actually feel much more confident very quickly by doing it. That's one of the things that people have mentioned to me about doing it in, you know, over the years that people have been doing that, is that just how, like, they thought, you know, they'd be feeling very conspicuous, but in fact, very quickly, you can rewire your brain. What is so wonderful is your brain is plastic. You can rewire it into a new, more stylish version of itself. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.